Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our TOEIC unit for the month of June. Welcome. And, you know, some of the content in today's program may help you with your international communications if you get a job for a trading company or if you live overseas or whatever. Now, there is a technology out there that helps doctors keep track of patients in hospitals. Every once in a while, you hear about maybe babies being mixed up at birth or something like that, or doctors operating on the wrong patient or something like that. It's rare.
Cutting off the wrong leg?
Or cutting out the wrong organ or something like that.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Like I said, it's very rare, and doctors would not do that on purpose. But, you know, sometimes the information gets screwed up by whoever. So this new technology that is being used here in Taiwan perhaps could help avoid all these mix-ups. It's called RFID, and that's what we are introducing today.
Yeah, RFID is an acronym. Remember how those work? You take the first letter of each word and you kind of put them together. So RFID stands for Radio Frequency Identification. So ID is your identification. We're going to start out by listening to a speaker whose name is Ben, who will be played by Tom. Tom will be doing the reading.
Yay.
And he's going to explain kind of how this technology works and what's good about it. And then we'll be back to kind of discuss some of these words and phrases and also talk about some useful expressions if you are called upon to give a presentation, which actually happens all the time in business. We'll listen to Tom as Ben, and then we'll be back.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for attending my talk today. I am delighted to tell you about the uses of radio frequency identification, or RFID, in hospitals. I'll start with some general information on RFID. This technology works a bit like barcode scanners, and it can be used to identify and track any object with an RFID tag on it. Sometimes the information is automatically sent to a computer system, while at other times the tag can be read by an RFID reader. In a hospital setting, the most obvious use for this technology is for storing patients' identification and medical history, which can be kept on a wristband for the patients to wear. This ensures that patients' information doesn't get mixed up and immediately shows a doctor or nurse things like medication levels, allergies, and reasons for seeking medical attention. What's more, the hospital can use RFID to locate patients so that they don't get lost or enter any restricted areas. This leads to my next point, which is that RFID can be used to keep track of anything with a tag, including important medical equipment, hospital beds, and even laundry. In this way, these items won't get stolen or misplaced. Tags can also be put on newborn babies' wristbands to reduce the chance of them being mistakenly identified. In the next part of my presentation, I'll talk about how RFID can be used to monitor medicine and stocks of single-use items. Before that, though, does anyone have any questions?
Okay, guys, we're talking about a really interesting piece of technology that's being used for good purposes right here in Taiwan. So we've got Ben, and he thanks everybody for coming. That's one of the first things you do if you're giving a presentation, of course, is to make people feel welcome and let them know you appreciate that they're using some of their valuable time to come and listen to you. You know how it is at work, and you have meetings, and you have to go to presentations, and you're like, ugh, I've got to finish my work. I don't want to go. What a waste of time. So if you give a presentation, you better make sure you don't waste anyone's time. Prepare well and make sure it's short and sweet and to the point so people can get back to their work that's waiting for them at their desks.
Yeah, and it goes without saying that you've got to be confident and you look like you know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be nervous and don't look lost and don't be disorganized. Otherwise, people will immediately take out their smartphones and start playing Candy Crush or something like that.
It's true.
But in any case here, Ben is giving this presentation and he is introducing something called RFID, which stands for Radio Frequency Identification. Okay, so he says, hi, everyone. Thanks for attending my talk today. So, yeah, he doesn't jump right into the subject. He kind of says a few words here that tell people that it's informal. It's a presentation. You're not going to be tested on this. It's not like a university class or something. But he's grateful that the people have decided to attend his talk. And he's delighted to tell everyone about the uses of RFID, which again, as I said, stands for Radio Frequency Identification. Identification is the way in which you tell people who you are. So if you go into a bar and you order a beer or something, they may ask for your identification so they can know for sure that you're old enough to order an alcoholic beverage. Or in other situations, if you check into a hotel, they might want to see some identification, some kind of document that tells people who you are.
Most likely, if you're in America, they're not going to say identification. They're going to say ID. Do you have any ID on you? Which means, did you bring your driver's license? Do you have your passport? For Americans who live in the States, we don't carry our passports around. We don't even carry our social security cards around, really. But we do have driver's licenses most of us drive. So that would be our ID. For you to have appropriate ID, it has to have a picture of you on the ID so they can see that that's you and that's your name. So, yeah, they'll ask for ID. So Ben's going to start with some general info on RFID. This technology, he says, works a bit like barcode scanners. You've seen those, right? I remember being in a grocery store and they were using those barcode scanners to check on the price and to see if they needed to restock the shelves. So it can be used to identify, though, and track any object with an RFID tag on it. So the object has to have the tag, which has a little radio transmitter inside, and sometimes the information is automatically sent to a computer system, while at other times the tag can be read by an RFID reader. So sometimes it's automatic. There are two types. There's passive and active. If it's passive, it just sits there, and then someone has to come by with a reader to read the information stored on that tag. But if it's active, it actually sends information to a computer.
Okay, so I guess it works different ways here.
Uh-huh.
You can either use a computer or its own reader, an RFID reader. And, of course, you can put this tag on any object, and then this technology can know where it is at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And it can also know the information that is included in the information, the RFID information. And sometimes the information is automatically sent to a computer, and other times it is read by the RFID reader. Now, here in the next paragraph it says, in a hospital setting, if you're in a hospital, and this is the scenario, the most obvious use for this technology is for storing patients' identification and medical history, which can be kept on a wristband for the patients to wear. Which makes a lot of sense, you know, if you go to see the doctor and they ask you some questions. Do you have a history of high blood pressure in your family or diabetes or something? If you had some kind of electronic information, you could just say, hey, doc, it's all in this card here. Read it yourself because I don't have time to fill out all these forms explaining my family history, how my grandmother died or whatever. It's all going to be right there in the card. And I guess that is the situation here with the RFID tag. It's going to have all that information in your medical history, and you can even conveniently wear it as a wristband, which is something that you wear on your wrist, like a bracelet or like those things that people are wearing now, those fitness trainers, or what are they called, the Fitbits or whatever?
I have a Fitbit, yeah.
Okay.
Fitbit watch, but a wristband, you'll see them on basketball players sometimes or even baseball players. They're called sweatbands, right, for them. And they have those little wristbands that they will rub on their faces when they're sweating and they can't see because the sweat's getting in their eyes. So, yeah, it goes on your wrist, and it says this ensures or makes sure that patients' information doesn't get mixed up. There are mix-ups sometimes. Mixed up is a verb phrase that can actually be used also as just a noun. It was a bad mix-up. Mix-up would have probably a hyphen in between mixing up. But if you get things mixed up, you get them confused. We had two twins that I grew up with in school, and I often got them mixed up. They were identical. And unless they started talking, I couldn't tell which one was which. But they were always getting mixed up. People confused one for another. So sometimes this really can be a big problem in hospitals if it does happen, especially for the newborns. I've heard about the wrong family taking home the wrong baby because the wrist, what do you call those? Their little ID bracelets for the little babies. Yeah, they didn't, they had no technology in them before, and they would just sometimes get put on the wrong baby, and that baby would go home with the wrong family.
Those babies all look alike, and you know, there are lots of babies in the maternity ward, and nurses are busy, doctors are busy, and sometimes these things happen. So yes, the babies could get mixed up, but in this particular case, maybe the patient's information gets mixed up. But these wristbands will stop that from happening. The information won't get mixed up, and it will immediately show a doctor or nurse things like medication levels, allergies, and reasons for seeking medical attention. So medication just refers to all of the drugs and medicine that you are taking for a particular problem. Like, I remember my grandmother taking all sorts of medications for, oh gee, diabetes and high blood pressure and things like that. And she would put all the pills in a special bowl in the morning. Oh, those are my pills. Oh, can I have some? They look like candy. No, I'm sorry. That is medication. And of course, these wristbands, these RFID tags, will contain information such as your levels of medication, how much you're taking each time and when you're taking it. Also information about allergies. If you have some kind of reaction to something like flowers, I'm allergic to flowers, I'm allergic to pollen, or I'm allergic to cockroaches or whatever. And also the information will include reasons that they're seeking medical attention, why this person went to see the doctor in the first place.
Yeah, because a lot of times people are unconscious in the hospital, so they can't talk to the doctors, right? So, and there are different shifts of nurses that come, and doctors as well, and sometimes you just need to get them up to speed, to let them know what has changed and what's the same, and maybe the medication has changed for these patients. So this is a good way to handle it, especially if your patient can't talk. You know, maybe they're unconscious or they're in too much pain or they're asleep. So this is a great thing for the medical world, I'm sure. What's more, it says the hospital can use RFID to locate patients so they don't get lost or enter any restricted areas. If an area is restricted, it just means only certain people are allowed to go in there. Usually restricted areas have a special door, have a special, maybe there's a lock on the door, maybe there's a code you have to enter before you get in. There are other ways that you can restrict areas. I remember in school, you know, the teacher's room that they'd go to eat lunch was often restricted. Students couldn't go in there.
Right. They're restricted. Only certain people are allowed in those areas. And that is true in hospitals. There are places where you just can't go into if you're a patient or if you're a visitor. They need to keep you out. You may have germs on you or you may cause trouble in some way. So indeed, these tags, RFID tags, will help the doctors and nurses locate you so that you don't get lost or go to some place you're not supposed to go to. Now, this leads to my next point. Again, this is Ben talking here, which is that RFID can be used to keep track of anything with a tag. including important medical equipment, hospital beds, and even laundry. So here we've got the phrase, to keep track of something. That means you understand where it is and you understand its nature at all times. If you're trying to work in an office, of course, you need to have a good organizing system so that you can keep track of everything, so that you know what you're supposed to do and where all the documents are, where the computer files are. You need to have everything organized. You need to know where things are.
Yeah, it's pretty important. They're already using this technology in other places as well. You can imagine how some of this technology would really help in certain industries. So Ben ends up saying in the next part of my presentation, I'll talk about RFID and how it can be used to monitor medicine and stocks of single-use items. I think they already use this technology at Amazon, if I'm not mistaken. But they also are putting these little RFID chips into pets. So that if your pet wanders off and gets lost, that information can be read and the pet can be returned to you. I'm not a big fan of having these chips implanted in humans, though. I don't want to be tracked all the time. But this wristband we're talking about is something that can be taken off. It's not implanted in a patient. It's not something that is there permanently. It's just there while you're in the hospital here.
Yeah, hopefully they'll leave it at that, but you never know, you know, if some dictator comes and takes over our government, like the president or the leader of North Korea. Yes, then those things will be surgically implanted so they can keep track of you and follow you everywhere you go. And if they find out that you've attended some kind of a political meeting, they could come and torture you and murder your family and stuff like that. But we're not going to get into that too much. Again, we're just in a hospital setting here. And these identification cards, these RFID tags, can be very helpful and very useful in a lot of different situations. Okay, and this is how Ben ends his presentation. Before he goes on to talk about something else, he's asking if anyone has any questions. And if people have questions, they can ask. And then when they're done asking, he can move on to the next part of the presentation. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, my name is Shelby. 现在进行单元六中文讲解。RFID 是无线射频的英文缩写。主讲人 Ben 透过演说将 RFID 介绍给大家。刚上台的时候为了有礼貌会先来句 Hi, Hello 等，避免太干，之后还可以加上其他句型，例如 Thanks having me 或者 It's a pleasure to be here。在这里 Ben 他说 I am delighted to 点点点。Delighted 形容词，高兴的。 A delighted smile 一个欣喜的微笑，相当于 pleased 高兴的或 happy。 而类似字 delightful 去掉字尾 ed 改成 ful， 形容词表示令人愉快的，例如 a delightful party 一场愉快的宴会，这两个字不太相同。后面 identification 名词，辨识辨认不可数。若当身份证明可缩写成 ID， 例如说 Do you have any identification？ 你有任何的身份证明吗？ Frequency 是频率，可数或不可数都行。例如说他造访的频率就是 The frequency of her visit， 或者广播频率 The broadcast frequency。 第二段先说明 RFID 是如何运作。第二句，这技术和条码扫描有些类似，可以辨识并追踪标签。中文的追踪英文会用 track 或者是 trace， T-R-A-C-E。 track 追踪事情后续的发展，例如警方巡线找到他， The police tracked him down。 而 trace 当动词表示追溯过去，例如说 He traced his family tree back to Qing Dynasty， 他追溯家谱到清朝。不过现代美语这两个字之间界限已经模糊。接着呢，用 with 片语修饰 any object， 当中有个 tag， tag 当名词，尤其是指写了姓名、定价等标签，例如说衣服上的挂牌就是 a price tag， 姓名牌 a name tag。 文法中附加问句 It's lovely, isn't it？ 就是 tag question。 第三段看 RFID 如何在病人身上起作用。 病人手腕上有标签，主长个人病况等。第二句，这确保病人们的讯息不会混淆。主要动词 ensure， 确保、确定，后面加名词或者是 that 子句。例如说 ，come early to ensure getting a good seat， 早点来以确保弄到一个好位置。与 make sure guarantee 同意。动词保险、投保 insure 与它发音相同，都念 insure， 不过它也可以当确保，所以呢，美语中也会用 insure 来表达确保之意。后面的 but 子句中 get mixed up， get 连缀动词加形容词， mixed up 过去分词当形容词用，表示弄乱，常用口语当表示和不良的人或事情牵连在一起的时候，就会用 be mixed up with somebody 或 something。 例如说，别和那不成才的人混在一起， don't get mixed up with that good for nothing。 下一句，而且医院用 RFID 确认病患位置，因此他们不会迷路或进入任何的管制区。What's more 副词连接词表而且，相当于 in addition, besides, also, likewise 等等等，非常的多。而 to locate 及物动词指出来、找出来，而且是像定位一般很精准的指出来哦。例如说 please locate the emergency exit， 请找出安全门的位置， be find 更精准的发现。 So that 当连接词表为了，通常会后面接助动词 can、will、could 等连用。在非正式的情况中， so that 的 that 还可以省略，例如 I go there so I can talk to him。 第四段的第一句，这带出我的下一个重点，动词 lead 这里当引导， lead somebody to somewhere， 引导谁到哪里。例如说 the lights lead me to the village， 灯光引导我到村庄。但是 lead to 后面加名词，本身也是一个动词片语，表示导致。 A lead to B， A 导致 B， 乍看之下好像相同，但意思不一样的，要由上下文来判别。 RFID 可追踪带有标签的任何东西，包含医疗设备等。最后一句的后半段，降低新生儿被误认的风险， to reduce 降低减少，相当于 diminish，D-I-M-I-N-I-S-H 或者是 listen L-E-S-S-O-N。 环保用语中 reduce, reuse, recycle 减用、重用、再利用，鼓励减少用品，保护环境。最后一段，在进入下一个阶段前，询问大家有没有问题，让演说不致太冗长。好，以上今天的说明，谢谢收听。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. This is the part of our TOEIC unit where we talk about some useful expressions. And of course, in this particular case, we're going to be talking about presentations and some of the expressions you might use if you're giving a presentation. Here's the first one. I am delighted to be here today to tell you about this opportunity for investment. Again, this is a way to start or open your presentation on a positive note. Let them know that you feel great about being there. You're excited. I hate it when I go to presentations and they go, oh, my boss forced me to give this presentation. I'm so nervous. Mm. If you tell people you're nervous, they get nervous for you, and so no one is comfortable. But if you look like you're comfortable, it actually relaxes your audiences, and they enjoy your presentation more. Think about that.
Yeah, I was actually quite shy when I was younger, so it's kind of ironic for me to say that I actually do enjoy giving presentations. Once you learn how to do it and you can relax, And when you do so, you get people to pay attention to you and they have a good time as well. So yeah,
fun.
When you start your presentation, you need to get people to relax. So yeah, don't dive right into it. Say something like this. I am delighted to be here today. Thank you all for coming.
Hmm.
Or you may even want to open with a joke or a funny story or something.
Only if
like
it's
that.
A good joke, guys. If it's bad, skip it.
Yeah, and don't tell any dirty jokes or anything like that in mixed company. So, yeah, watch out for that. So that's number one here. I'm happy. I'm delighted to be here today. And number two, this is like a transition here. This leads mm-hmm. to my next point, which is that these machines can save lives. So, yeah, sometimes when you're talking about various things in a speech, you want to move on to another aspect of the speech. So this might be something you could say, well, this leads to my next point. Okay, what I just said there is similar to what I'm going to say next. So, well, I will use this opportunity to move on to the next point. Well, this leads to my next point, which is about these machines and how they can save lives.
Now, when you're nearing the end of your presentation, you're going to want to do a quick summary. You're going to want to do a recap of the main points. You definitely want to say and remind your audience of the things you said earlier that you really think they want to take away and think about themselves, the important things. So just a quick recap of my main points, or here's a quick summary of the main points that I made today. People like to know, too, how long the presentation's going to be. So sometimes when you get to the end, you're going to go, okay, you know, quick recap of a couple minutes and then we're gone, we're done. So just mention the things you want them to take away. If you have action items, if it's a business and you need them to do something after the presentation, this is the time to really make that clear.
Yeah, this is how Westerners present their information. They have all the points, and then they talk about the points individually. And then at the end, we summarize everything. We recap the main points so that you can remember what this presentation was mm-hmm. all about. And to be specific here, he's saying the building design is safe, comfortable, and environmentally friendly. In this particular case, the speaker is summarizing his or her presentation. But if Ben were to summarize, he would probably say, okay, to sum up the main points, the RFID technology is like a barcode scanner. Computers can use it, and you can have a special scanner for it. And this is how it's useful, blah, 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 blah. And the next point is it can keep track of anything besides patients. So, yeah, that's basically a summary of that presentation.
So here's the discussion question, Tom. How could RFID be useful in your daily life?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm not very good about keeping track of things. I'm wondering if I could use these tags to put them on, like, my wallet or my keys or my smartphone, because every morning when I leave the house, it's like, gee, where did I put my keys?
Yeah.
I can't find them, and I'm going to be late for work if I can't find
them.
So I think this happens to a lot of people because we have to remember all sorts of stuff. I wonder if this technology could be useful in that way. Okay, that brings us to the end of our discussion for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.